Hello, brothers and sisters and Heart Dwells family. May you all be blessed. This morning prayer, I woke up feeling so weary, physically and spiritually. There have been many things I've been praying for and haven't seen much change. As the Lord continues to tell me to wait and trust Him, it hasn't been easy. And I was finding it difficult again to hear from the Lord and really wobbly about my discernment. However, I felt an overwhelming feeling of discouragement this morning as I tried to push through in worship. Then Mother Elizabeth got a phone call from Mother Claire needing prayer as she was feeling discouraged and a wall blocking her from hearing from the Lord. As I overheard their conversation and received the prayer alert, I thought to myself, wow, I'm feeling the exact same thing too. This must be an assignment. I forget that I have intercessors as well whom I can call on for prayer when I'm going through a difficult time. I'm new to all of this, so immediately I reached out to my intercessors and enlisted their help to pray for me and Mother Claire for breakthrough. After prayer, I knew the Lord wanted to speak to me, so I stepped out in faith despite how I was feeling with anxiety, if I would discern His voice correctly, and just began to write. Jesus began, "Beloved, thank you for pressing through and being here with me. I always have so much to tell you if you'd but only come." I then saw Jesus, what seemed like a garden, with white linens on, under a huge cherry blossom tree. He walked up to me and held me so tightly, in such a warm embrace. I didn't want to let go, because I'd been having feelings of insecurity rise up again between him and I, and everything else. It felt so good to be with him. I said, "Thank you, Lord, for your sweet embrace. Oh, how much I need this right now." Jesus responded, "I need it too, beloved. I do," as he kissed me on my forehead. Then we walked in the garden side by side as he continued speaking. "It may seem like I'm asking much from you, because I am, little one. I need everything you can offer and sacrifice for this Holy Week. Do you know why it's so important?" "No, Lord." "Although unbeknownst to my disciples, at the time leading up to my death, I was preparing them, strengthening them to stand alone in me. I knew they would all be scattered, and in those 3 days leading up to my resurrection, tormented mercilessly by the devils, with doubt, discouragement, confusion, and lies, so that they would all abandon their post, abandon their call, and their apostolate in me for my church. However, in that trial, the Father used it to strengthen their resolve, and even after Mary Magdalene's announcement of my resurrection, many still doubted, until I revealed myself to them. In the tomb, my body was laid to rest, but I was very much at work, for on those days I entered the depths of hell to preach to the souls the good news and retrieve the keys of death from Satan himself. 1 Peter 3:19-20. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through the water. All those in purgatory, or limbo, who had waited for the Messiah were released to be in paradise with me, just as the thief on the cross. It was a day that the captives were set free, those who were imprisoned, those who were gonna be in prison, and those to come. I redeemed all of mankind with a final blow of love to my side. The demons were the only ones caged and confined to different arid places of the world, as my angels bound them, no longer to torment the souls of earth so freely, because all authority had been taken from them and given to me, which I have given you and all my beloved disciples. Luke 10:19. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." My beloved brides, this Holy Week I desire for you to really enter into my passion. Offer me everything. Not one sacrifice or suffering I permitted will be wasted. So many graces will be released on souls, on your loved ones, and on you. A shower of graces I pour out to my faithful ones, and on the last 3 days, stay with me in the tomb. Meet me there, for that is when I was left alone. Come be with my mother, and clean my wounds. Prepare me for burial, and weep at your beloved Savior, who took every blow, every lash, every punch, every spittle, and every curse word just for you. Clothe me with your tears of repentance and thanksgiving, wrapping my naked and cold body with your praise and prayers for so many who don't acknowledge me, love me, or thank me every day. Then on Easter, I want you to arise with expectation that your God has risen, is alive, and has conquered death to bring restoration to every dead thing in your life, to bring hope again where there's been barrenness, and to resurrect stolen vision, stolen dreams, and stolen gifts, and will appear to you to wash away all doubt and discouragement that has assailed you. My beloved brides, accompany me in this holy week, and the tombs in your life will be opened. That was the end of Jesus' message. After receiving this message, I went to the Bible Promises to discern this was from the Lord, and one of the readings I got were lying, which is almost always means a lying spirit. I was struck with fear and anxiety all over again, so I asked Mother Elizabeth to help me to discern the message, and she got lying twice. I thought, oh no, Lord, what have I done to open the door to a lying spirit, which discouraged me all over again. Then Mother Elizabeth thought to go deeper in discernment, thinking that the Lord was saying I was being pelted with lies. So she went to the Lord again for another reading on discernment and got joy. Whew. So you see, I'm still learning in discernment, and so grateful for her being prompted by Holy Spirit, because I could have easily discarded this message and fallen into deeper discouragement. I then went to pull Rhema's, and the Lord was so wonderful. All the cards I got were so encouraging and spoke about my situation, and even some things Jesus said in the message. I even shared it with Mother Claire so that she could be encouraged. The first Rhema said, "You're being pelted with lies and discouragement," with a picture of a young lady holding her shield of faith to stop the many fiery darts from hitting her. Then it ended with, "Put on the armor and stand." I realized I didn't put on my helmet first thing when I got out of bed, but a little later, and I've learned my lesson not to do that again. The second Rhema card said, "Don't lose heart. If it is your lot to work a lot and gather little, if you consider what one soul alone cost Jesus, you would never complain." St. Father Pio. I thought, ouch, but so true. So I asked Papa Pio to please help me not to complain again. The last Rhema card said, "I will make my goodness pass before you," definitely confirming the message. Thank you, Lord. He truly knows how to pull us up and out of the pit. Thank you to my wonderful intercessory family. They're so wonderful and amazing and truly anointed. Thank you guys for your prayers. Truly, they do work. So for those who may be new to observing Holy Week, it begins this Sunday, March 28th, tomorrow, and ends on April 3rd, Easter Sunday. It is a week to prepare your heart to be the tomb where Jesus can find his rest, be nurtured, be praised, and be resurrected in you. This week, we recall the events leading up to Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection. It includes 5 days of very special significance, and I want to provide some ideas for you to really enter into the Lord's Passion this week. The first is Palm Sunday tomorrow, March 28th, which commemorates Jesus' humble entry on a donkey into Jerusalem to observe Passover. He was greeted by crowds of people who spread their cloaks and lay palm leaves in his path and proclaimed him the Son of David. John 12, verses 12 through 16. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it was written, "Don't be afraid, daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all of this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had to be done to him. You can celebrate Palm Sunday by making it a family affair, especially if you have children. You can create palm branches from construction paper and share the story of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and read psalms that sing of his praises. We will be doing our own procession here in the community and end with praise and thanksgiving. Maundy Thursday marks Jesus' institution at the Last Supper of the Eucharist, John 13, verses 1 through 5. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. This is a great opportunity for you and your family to do communion or go to a mass if that is available. Then wash each other's feet in humble remembrance that the first is always last, and we are to imitate our beloved Jesus by serving all. Good Friday commemorates Jesus' suffering and the death on the cross. It is traditionally a day of sorrow, penance, and fasting. Here we fast until 5 p.m., and then we do the Station of the Cross to meditate on Jesus' suffering and meeting Blessed Mother there. I want to encourage you all to go much deeper and use your sanctified imagination and prayer this day and enter into the tomb. The Holy Spirit has taken me there before, and I'll never forget it. Be there right when they're preparing Jesus for burial and help Blessed Mother clean his wounds and wrap him with a shroud. Here in the community, we'll watch the Passion of Christ, and I encourage every believer to do that on Good Friday. There's nothing quite like entering to the Lord's Passion, because there you meet love face to face, and you'll never be the same. Holy Saturday is also called Easter Vigil. It's the traditional end of Lent. That is a solemn day of remembrance where we cover Jesus in the Eucharist and all the tabernacles in the community in remembrance that he is in the tomb and how it would feel at the loss of his presence. It is a sober day to put yourselves in the disciples' shoes, to feel their grief of the loss of their master, friend, and savior. You can then contemplate Blessed Mother's sentiments, as I believe she was immersed in prayer and thanksgiving with great faith and anticipation that her son would rise the next morning. In prayer, I want you to enter into the tomb again, and now just sit and stay there at his side in the tomb, in silence, remembering the day that love laid itself down for you, that you might have life instead. Then Easter Sunday, the celebration of Jesus' resurrection, on the third day after his crucifixion. Don't just dress up in pretty outfits and hats and go to church to hear an Easter message, but go much deeper, my beloved dear ones. Have a simple communion service now with the risen King, and you praise the Lord in thanksgiving for giving us his son, Jesus. Offer your entire day for lost souls and those in purgatory, because many graces of conversion are released that day. Pray for the many souls who still don't know and still don't believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you guys until this next message, and accompany Jesus in this Holy Week.